Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Thursday, 12th of October, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on October 12th, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 24 points. In the previous trading session, the BSE Sensex jumped 394 points to 66,473 levels, while the Nifty 50 rose 122 points to close at 19,811 levels. Now, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take a support at 19,771 levels with an immediate resistance placed at 19,834 levels. Coming to some of the major news, technology bellwether Tata Consultancy Services reported its second quarterly results on October 11. TCS saw a decline in its US dollar revenue for the first time in over 3 years. While in rupee terms, the company's revenue grew moderately by 0.5% on a sequential basis. Operating profit, on the other hand, also rose 5% on a sequential basis. That apart, TCS approved its fifth share buyback in the last 6 years. The company will be repurchasing shares at a price of 4,150 rupees per share, which is at 15% premium to Wednesday's closing price. The board also announced its second interim dividend worth 9 rupees per share for financial year 2024, with a record date fixed as October 19. Today, investors might also track second quarterly results of Infosys, HCL Technologies, and HDFC AMC. On the macro front, the inflation print for September and August industrial production data are also eyed. Some of the other key stocks to watch out today's trading session are Vedanta, after India Ratings downgraded long-term bank and debt instruments of the company, placing them under rating watch with negative implications. Shares of Rail Vikas Nigam may also catch some traction after it emerged as lowest bidder for supply, installation, testing and commissioning of tunnel communication system in Assam. A new debut is also eyed at the bosses today. Shares of Plaza Wires will be listed at the exchanges on Thursday. The 71 crore rupees IPO was subscribed over 160 times on its final days, wherein bids were led by non-institutional investors, retail investors, as well as institutional investors. Now let's take a glance at how the global markets have fared. The less hawkish rhetoric in Fed minutes helped US equities to close on a positive note overnight. The Dow Jones added 0.1%, while Nasdaq Composite gained 0.5% and S&P 500 index rose 0.4%. A marginal pullback was also seen in US 10-year Treasury yields and languishing dollar, which helped aid investors' sentiment. Tracking this move of Wall Street, markets in Asia-Pacific also edged higher this morning. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 1%, whereas South Korea's Kospi was seen climbing 0.7%. On October 12, all eyes will be on US inflation print for September. Now, this is key for US Federal Reserve because this aid data will be important for the future rate hike trajectory. It is expected that the consumer price index for the previous month will show a 0.3% increase, marking a decrease from the 0.6% rise recorded in August. Earlier, yesterday, US wholesale prices rose last month at the fastest pace since April, suggesting that inflationary pressures remain despite a year and a half of higher interest rates. On a month-to-month basis, producer prices rose 0.5% in September from August. Excluding the volatile food and energy prices, the so-called core inflation, a favored gauge among Federal Reserve officials, also climbed 0.3% from August. In the commodities market, oil prices were little changed in early trade as concerns eased about potential supply disruptions due to the conflict between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Brent crude hovered around $85 per barrel, whereas WTI crude stood at $83 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sandeep Tandon of Quant Mutual Fund. In Money Control's Mutual Fund Summit, he shared his top sectoral bets at the moment, and surprisingly, he has the lowest weightage for banks. Let's listen in.
So our biggest holding is by far energy at current level, followed by pharma and materials, okay? And not as a contra call, but data-driven call, hardly any exposure in banking. So nearly less than 5% exposure we have in banking, and of course, largely PSU, and of course, a large exposure in public sector enterprises in general. Valuations in bank has also corrected, so they're reasonably attractive, okay? But we also look at 2/3 weightages given for us in the risk appetite and liquidity. For the risk appetite for the entire banking sector, particularly private sector banking, shrinking a lot. Liquidity is also declining. And this is the one sector which you look at, I think somebody mentioned about the over-ownership. If you look at ICICI Bank has not delivered any returns, meaningful returns, in last 1 year, grossly underperformed. So is the Kotak and so is the case with HDFC Bank. So when you look at price performance, you might get some answer. When we look at mathematically, more from a risk appetite and liquidity, we get fairly good answers. That is one of the reasons, based on our predictive analytic thesis, this is the one sector we should like to avoid. And we have good exposure in the past, but the current level, we have pruned down significantly.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.